All right, Payne and Pendergast, we will be out of practice. We're heading out there shortly. Practice starts at 9 o'clock Houston time. We will be updating you on what we saw at 12:40 on In the Loop. When I say we, me and Seth both, we'll go back here to our studio in our Airbnb and dial into In the Loop at 12:40, the drive at 3:40, and then the guys on Area 45 at 7:40. Hopefully fewer technical issues tonight than we had last night.
Yeah, we had some technical issues.
We were like tin
night.
Can and string last night.
Luckily,
with the guys.
My voice is loud enough that they were hearing me through Sean's
on my
headset.
Microphone.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah,
like well enough to do the segment, I guess.
Yeah, we fixed that issue.
We
so
did
smooth sailing.
Smooth, nothing but smooth sailing the rest of the way. So we got that, and you've got Kalen Bullock. You're going to interview today.
Yes, I'll be interviewing Kalen Bullock. You know what I did with Kamari Lassiter yesterday, and I just still need to kind of edit this up into video form.
Yeah.
I had him take me through a couple of his interceptions from last year. I love it's one of my favorite things in the world to listen to, and it's partly because of you and John Harris have both asked guys, you in the post game, John Harris on Texans radio, when a defensive back explains and talks you through a play.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm fascinated by defensive backs because they're doing so much. The good ones are, they're doing so many things mentally while also running way faster than almost every other human being in the world. It's like race car driving.
Totally.
Like it's just the way they're able to function mentally and what they're looking at and keying on, it's fascinating to me. So I'm going to pick a couple plays to have Kalen Bullock talk me through. I told Kamari, talk to me like I'm a high school defensive back, and you're kind of coaching up what you're seeing here and everything.
Yeah, it was a good conversation. So you got Hawk. Yes, no, you got Locke yesterday and Hawk today. That's their sort of tandem name, Hawk and Locke. That's what they go by. They're inseparable, the two of them. Kalen Bullock.
Sounds like a gun store or
Kamari
something.
Kamari Lassiter
Hawk
does.
And Locke.
Hawk and Locke, baby.
Yeah.
And I've got Jalen Petrie today. I had C.J. Gardner-Johnson yesterday. He was really good.
They're loading you up with personalities. I think they're trying to give you the personalities. They're trying to give me like the guys that I might want to just actually talk
like
X's
the technicians.
And O's with. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is. It's genuinely an education. I like it because it's an education for me. I don't know as much about defensive back play as I feel I should.
Not so much for me. I know everything about it.
That's
I'm pretty
true.
Good. Yeah.
I should pick.
They have given us just defensive back so far. If you're going to pick one room to give us guys out of, that's a pretty good one on this team.
Yeah,
that's a good room. Good personalities.
Thing everybody always says about this show.
Big personalities.
No, that you can tell. Like, those are the guys that probably know defensive back.
that's what they're talking about. Some quick news from around the NFL. Depth chart news. AFC South. Daniel Jones, I want to get your reaction to these. Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, co-first string in Indianapolis.
Good, good, good.
They are equally sucky.
You know, we live in this world where everybody wants to have a starting quarterback. Oh, you want to have your Super Bowl champion MVP quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'm not afraid to ask, why not have two quarterbacks? If one is good, why not have two?
Right.
Some people will say if you've got two starting quarterbacks, you've got none at all.
I would say that here.
Most of those people are dead already because they've been saying it for like 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So they couldn't possibly keep saying it because it's true. It's because they're afraid to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Not like the Indianapolis Colts. They live outside the box.
They do they ever?
Except for the previous owner. He's in a box.
He's...
What?
No, it's true. It's factual, I think. I mean, I don't
he's
know.
He's not living in a box.
No.
It's quite the opposite, but still.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The mere fact that Anthony Richardson is co-first string with anybody right now tells you the direction that pick from 2 years is going. Like, he's picked two picks after C.J. Stroud, and he's co-QBs with a guy who's been who got run out of the giant run out of New York for being overpriced a couple years ago.
The funniest thing about it, and the thing that's the most fun, because it's like an inside joke with everybody else in the AFC South, and it's happened already again this training camp, is that Anthony Richardson is very capable of making some incredible throws.
Yeah.
We've seen it. He's made them against
last
the Texans.
Year. Yeah.
And yet, but he completes 50% of his passes. So already this year, there's been a highlight throw by Anthony Richardson that was posted and immediately in the comments, oh, I thought Anthony Richardson wasn't accurate. Right. That's like you don't understand the meaning of the word
he's
accurate.
Not.
Right.
Yeah. The other three throws to go with that one sailed into the sand.
If I'm playing darts and I hit one bullseye, but murder three waitresses with the other darts. I'm not
an accurate
darts thrower.
By definition, you're not accurate.
Unless I was intending to murder those waitresses.
In which case, you're a sniper. Travis Hunter listed in Jacksonville, supposed to play both ways this year, listed as first-string wide receiver and second-string cornerback. Is this a failure of the magnificent Gladstone's plan to revolutionize football?
Well, because he's, I think it's a hint that he's going to be playing wide receiver predominantly.
Yes.
And then have less plays at defensive back.
I think so, right?
I would guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sean, we don't know. We're in uncharted territory here. They're in the business of revolutionizing the game of football.
If we know anything out of the magnificent Gladstone, whatever the solution is going to get pulled out of his lapel. Dove.
You know, some boring dudes like Bill Belichick or, Phil Knight or Phil Knight. Phil Jackson or something, they might say something like, hey, we're focused on the next game.
Yeah.
That's what our focus is.
Nah.
Not the Magnificent
Not
Gladstone.
Maggie G, man.
Their focus is on revolutionizing the game of football and resetting the expectations about what is possible.
Yes. Belichick and Phil Jackson are messing around with county government, and meanwhile, Magnificent Gladstone is taking over the galaxy.
I feel like Phil Knight might have said something more like Gladstone.
Definitely would have. All right, looking forward to practice today, my friend. Should be fun.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
dominate.
Yes.
I'm not going to lose a damn rep out there.
At Seth C. Payne, at Sean T. Pendergast. Follow us. We'll be on there. And we'll be back on today, 12:40 with the guys in the midday, 3:40 with the drive in the afternoon, and then with the night fellas, Area 45 at 7:40. Just remember 40, 12:40, 3:40, 7:40, and we've got you covered here on Sports Radio 610. We'll hand it over to Texans Training Camp Live.